Welcome to HER, the Health Equity and Reflection Podcast, an AMWA and C. Carter Fellowship production, where we hope to inform and uplift female changemakers in global health. This is a production of the Ann C. Carter Global Health Fellows. All views and opinions are those of the individuals and not AMWA itself. Thank you for tuning in to this fellow feature episode of HER, the Health, Equity, and Reflection Podcast. In this episode, you'll get to know an Ann C. Carter Global Health Fellow, their background, experiences, and passions in global health. For more information on the Ann C. Carter Global Health Fellowship, visit carterfellows.wordpress.com.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the show. We are so happy you're here. Before we get started, a little plug and some inside information about the Ann C. Carter Fellowship Program. When you join, you get paired with a member of the cohort before you so that they can show you the ropes and kind of help you jumpstart your project for a productive and collaborative experience. Today, I have the honor of introducing you all to my peer mentor, Ms. Brianna Crewson. Brianna was the first person to have eyes on the podcast concept and gave me the push I needed to pitch it and then get the ball rolling. So you guys are in for a real treat today. Also, she just got back from what looked like an incredible time in Alaska, and she just matched. So everyone, big congratulations for her are in order. Brianna, welcome to the podcast. Can you please give us a short introduction about who you are, how you got to where you are, and why you applied to the fellowship in the first place?
Yes. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me, Emily. I'm smiling so big right now. Thank you for that lovely introduction. My name is Brianna. I am currently a fourth year medical student at Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine in Philadelphia. And I actually just returned from my Global Health Fellows trip, as Emily was starting to say, in Alaska. And I'll talk a little bit more about that, but I recently matched into a family medicine residency program at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, which I'm so excited for.
I'm so excited for you. I would love to hear more about your experience in Alaska, if you're willing to share with us.
Yes. So I was in Alaska for about 3 weeks. Part of my global health interests are in indigenous medicine and native and traditional healing. And I had actually completed some research in northern Canada, some circumpolar research prior to starting medical school. I got my public health degree at Dartmouth, and they had a connection with a city in the north called Yellowknife. So I spent a summer Canada. It was incredible. It's just subarctic, which means just circle. And while I was there, I learned a lot about native healing and traditional medicine and traditional foods and how these cultures rely on the land in order to support their way and to feel really whole. So I wanted to continue my research with them and continue to pursue what it meant to be respectful of the earth and how that would impact human health. But the COVID pandemic hit when I was awarded my fellowship with AMWA. And that meant that I had more domestic. I say domestic with sort of air quotes because Alaska isn't necessarily domestic for me, right? If my medical school is in Philadelphia. But I wanted to continue this work, and I was really passionate about this work and continue to be passionate about it. So I was connected to researchers at the Alaska Native Consortium, and this is really what kicked off my project. I completed some research with them, and I'm continuing into the future with what my work can be like.
Very cool. That's really an interesting kind of field to get into, especially in medical school. It's not something I had ever had any exposure to. Sounds like a really great experience. What are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned, learning more about indigenous medicine and the land and things like that?
Yeah, so the biggest lesson, and I say this with sort of an overarching sort of umbrella term, the biggest lesson I've learned is that it's best to be a listener. Mm-hmm. I often walk into spaces in global health where I do not know the most spaces in general where I do not know the most and don't want to overstep any boundaries or be disrespectful in any capacity. So the best thing you can do in medicine, in working with people, in global health, in all of these fields is really to be a good listener and to adapt and be flexible and learn. While I was in Alaska, I really tried to be very present in what I was doing. I know with, all of our distractions like technology and emails and all these things going on as medical students, it's very hard to be present in what we're doing. But a huge part of being involved in different cultural experiences is being present, really learning from the people there and listening wholly. And so that's really my first big piece of advice. Outside of that, I would say that part of this work, part of the global health network and global health work is about who you know and how you interact with them and how you get connected to them. It's all about sort of putting pieces together and building a network from maybe just one person, right? Like I was introduced to one researcher in Alaska and now have a flourishing team of people who I all know who I can go to for help with my project. So really, it's like that one first connection can build into a whole beautiful array of people who are willing to work with you and help you and want to share their passion and what they're doing with you, because there are really so few people who are passionate about the projects that we're working in.
Definitely. Would you like to, is there anyone specific that you would like to highlight as a mentor or global health public figure that has inspired you and helped you in these endeavors specifically?
I do have a few mentors in my global health research, one of which is Kimberly Fairman. She's the executive director of the Institute for Circumpolar Health Research. And she is really the first person who warmly invited me into a community and into a field and a body of research that I have almost no connection to otherwise. Just given my background and places that I've lived before, I don't have a lot of connection, personal connection to working in the North outside of my sort of educational endeavors in it. So Kimberly was incredible. She was warm and inviting and just smart as a whip. And so she was the first person who I really looked up to in this field. And then since then, I've had the privilege of connecting with a woman named Kathy Kohler. She is an incredible researcher in Alaska. She works at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium and is now one of the lead epidemiologists and research supervisors on my project. But working with her has been incredible. She used to be an ICU nurse, so she very much understands how systems work and pathways work and has just been she's given me great feedback as I've worked through my research and has also been sort of a person to lean on in this field. Two females are just truly incredible. And I look forward to seeing all that they do with their futures.
Me as well. I'll definitely be following them now that I know who they are. They sound really inspiring. We'll see if we can get them on the show in the future. If you've had one more thing to say to our audience to get them as passionate about global health as you are, what would
I would say? Follow your dreams. One of the biggest hurdles I've had towards global health is sort of a financial struggle, a networking struggle, right? There's all these struggles when it comes to pursuing your global interests. But truthfully, the field of global medicine has been one where I've actually just taken that sort of cliche of follow your dreams by storm and just really reached out to lots of people or applied for different grants or scholarships or, finagled my schedule in med school to make traveling work. So I would say that if it's a dream of yours to be able to interact with other cultures and populations or to do research abroad or to do a medical rotation abroad or whatever it may be, really just hold on to that passion and do everything that you can to make it work. It's not going to be the easiest battle, right? It's going to be a lot of work to ensure that all the stones are in place, but that's sort of the fun of being in global medicine is it's traveling, right? Not every single plan goes the way that you think it's going to go. And so you make it all work in the end. So just continue to follow those passions and don't give up when our sort of like educational academic system or the rigor involved with being a medical professional says that it's too challenging or it's not something that you can make work because these populations really need help from people who are passionate about the work that they're doing.
You're so right. That was so perfect. Really well put. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. And we will see you all next time on HER.
Thank you, Emily.